Blackstone Publishing presents The Science of Aging from the editors of Scientific American. This book is read by Colleen Marlowe. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. Introduction. What's in a number? Today, an infant born in the U.S. will probably live to see his or her 78th birthday, a 20-year-plus increase over the average lifespan a century ago. With advancing medical technology and public health practices emphasizing prevention, the population of silver foxes is likely to keep increasing. While living well into the 80s and 90s is becoming more and more attainable, how many more years can humanity expect to gain? The two main barriers are accumulated damage to cells and organs that occurs over time and age-related illnesses like cancer and Alzheimer's disease. Researchers are divided over where to pour their efforts. And in this audiobook, Forever Young, The Science of Aging, we take a look at what science knows and what it's striving to learn about the aging process. Both genes and environment influence how long people live and how well they age. The book starts off with Why Can't We Live Forever?, where author Thomas Kirkwood explains exactly why by way of his disposable soma theory. He postulates that because germ cells, sperm and egg, matter most, the human body makes a trade-off and diverts more energy to maintaining them over somatic body cells. Over time, a buildup of DNA and protein mutations in our somatic cells leads to cell senescence and/or death, and our bodies succumb to disease. Another theory of how we age involves telomeres, discussed in Section 2. UCSF's Elizabeth Blackburn and Johns Hopkins' Carol Greider co-author Telomeres, Telomerase, and Aging, which describes the research that later earned them the Nobel Prize. Telomeres are stretches of DNA, or caps, at the ends of chromosomes that protect them during the replication process. However, every time a cell divides, they get shorter. Following that article is Actuary of the Cell, in which Thea Singer interviews Blackburn on the continuation of her research and how telomeres could ultimately serve as biomarkers for developing age-related diseases such as cancer. Finally, Quiet Little Traders examines the intriguing discovery that cellular senescence, when telomeres become too short, the cell stops dividing and becomes senescent, can both prevent and promote tumor growth and cancer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?